first loves. We've all had them. Do you remember yours? Here's Jean's recollection of her first early childhood love. They called him Phipp.
The first love of my life, Phipp, became the leading person in my life, and it affected every person or man in my life after that, because Phipp was, he was just always there. And so then we started a school together, but before that, if they went on picnics, they Puck and I, and we got into trouble, but such innocent trouble. I remember one Easter, a woman came, and they were having a bridge party at somebody's house, and one of us found the scissors. That would be the man. He found the scissors, and the people had laid their hats out, and it was when they were ready for Easter, and one woman had a hat and great trails of green vines on it, and we took that scissors and cut the vines. We cut them all, but not, and I can remember enough about all that that you remember what we thought. We didn't say, let's really smear it up. We said, why don't we trim that a little bit because it hangs over the edge. Well, that woman came back and was furious. There was her Easter hat and the green curls from the plants all over the floor. And he would come over and get me to go to school and see. We had deep snowstorms in northern Iowa. It was so close to Minnesota and the Mississippi River. And he'd take me in to a tunnel that he could walk through with his head sticking out, but I'm underneath there. But he would see to it that I didn't get snowed down in there. And he became part of my life all the time. And he was, a cute little boy? Well, I guess I must have thought so, because he was always there. He always was there. And I can remember what a nice little boy he was. Well, one time we went to a birthday party, and I'm a year behind, so the mother had everyone in the room, but she didn't have enough paper cups for whatever pop or something we're going to drink. So Phipp just reached up on a mantle and took a cup and filled it with something, and I drank out of the cup. And when we ever all took the cups home, I took home the Haviland cup. Well, Haviland, it was something you got at grocery stores, but that was precious. And so they had the complete thing of Haviland up on a thing, but I had one cup at home. And my mother looked at it and said, I know they didn't mean to send home, instead of a paper cup, a Haviland cup. And she made me walk back with her to the woman and say, we're terribly sorry that Jean took home your Haviland cup. I remember all those stories about him, and he would tell me the first things in his life. When I was 8 years old, we moved to Cedar Rapids, which was the larger city, and my dad opened a dental office there. He always had another dentist working with him. And I remember that as a kind of scary time of life. But we could talk on the telephone, and I could see him once a year. My dad had hay fever, and Iowa has 6 weeks of the year, so he always closed the office, and we went to Minnesota. And we always went from Cedar Rapids and stopped to see Phipp's parents. So I can remember the last time I saw him. We could crawl up in a tree by then. He was about 8 or 9, and I was about 7. And we were up in this tree, and he'd hold a comb and make me guess how many teeth were in that. And I remember that. And that was we were first beginning to be a boy and a girl. I mean, before that, you were these things that always leaped around, and he came and walked to school with me, and we liked each other the way that very young age is. But this was beginning to be different. I can remember he began to have a very firm voice, and he'd take me to Sunday school, and I remember we went to the Methodist church. I can remember that red mine was a little bit chair, a little bit littler, and he went in and got the chair. And he was a little boy, and there wasn't any, I don't remember that we ever kissed each other goodnight or anything, unless you do your brother and sister. It was more like a little brother and a little sister. When he was 14, we stopped at his house and we went on to Minnesota where my dad could be without a fever. And while we were gone, he went swimming with his father and he was drowned and he died. And so at 14, that was the biggest thing that it, and I can remember of a table of people of my, that were sitting someplace at a dinner table. And they asked for my mother to come to the phone, and they said that Philip died, that and that he was in with his father, was been a great judge in that part of the country, and the father's desolate. He was with him teaching him to swim, and something happened, and he died. And I can remember standing in that kitchen, and they had those towels of hang through a loop so that you lose it to the towel, and of putting it up to my, and knowing that I was, that there was no more fit. And that was very hard for me, and I think that it was very hard for a long, long time in my life. But everybody that I tell that story to, seven, no, I had a great love in second grade or third grade, and they do, and it's a lovely, sweet thing. He was a doll of a little boy.